Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Bangalore is the Silicon Valley of India. It's considered to be the tech capital of India. And today in India, we celebrate National Technology Day. It was celebrated for the first time 22 years ago on the 11th of May, 1998. And since then, every year, aaj ke din, hum National Technology Day manate hain. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi, 93.5 Red FM par. Is show ka naam hai Morning Number 1. The reason we celebrate today as National Technology Day, if you personally ask me, I think this is one of India's most glorious stories post-independence. And I'm honestly ashamed that I found out about it only through a film starring John Abraham that explained this entire incident beautifully, and I would recommend it as a must-watch sometime this week. The operation was called Operation Shakti. China, Pakistan, hamare neighboring countries, sab nuclear states ho chuke the. Our Prime Minister then was the late Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, a poet and a statesman. And he had appointed APJ Abdul Kalam as India's president, one of the most loved till date. Both of them together realized how important it was for India to be a nuclear state. Of course, there was a lot of pressure from the Western countries, our own neighboring countries, and people within our own country. Ki nahi nahi, ye nahi hona chahiye, hame peace chahiye, ye chahiye, wo chahiye. So, finally, chup chap, bina kisi ko bataye, America ke naak ke niche, their satellites were on top of us. We managed to fox them. And on this day, the 11th of May, back in 1998, India conducted 3 nuclear tests in Rajasthan, in the army range of Pokhran. Pokhran, jiska matlab hai, the land of 5 mirages. And how India pulled this off is straight out of a thriller film, novel, book. The movie is called Pokhran, John Abraham starring. Do check it out. Maybe you can get back to me and tell me how you enjoyed the film. If you've already seen the movie, you have my number, 9880935935. I'd love to hear from you. But jaate raho, and happy National Technology Day to us. What I forgot to mention, and a very important thing to tell you, is that when India announced itself to the world as a nuclear-powered state, we are one of the only countries in the world that has a no-first-use policy. This is only a collective vision of our leaders back then, the late Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji and the late Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. I'm going to play you a small little snippet of that iconic speech made by our Prime Minister back then.
At 15:45 hours, India conducted 3 underground nuclear tests in the Pokhran range. These tests conducted today were with a fission device, a low yield device and a thermonuclear device.
अभिनंदन होना चाहिए वैज्ञानिकों का, उन इंजीनियरों का जिन्होंने पोखरण में जो कुछ हुआ उसे सफलतापूर्वक करके दिखाया है.
I don't know where you were at this point in your life in 1998. Maybe aap soch ke mujhe batao, aapko ye incident yaad hai? Kahan the aap? Kya sunne mein aaya tha? 9880935935 par. To our scientists and to the minds that made sure India today, because of them, is a nuclear-powered state. Doosron ko darane ke liye nahi, apne bachao ke liye. We live in a pretty rough neighborhood. Bajate raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.